And let's pick up on what Dan mentioned, the U.S. and Iraq reaching a tentative agreement governing and deployment of use of U.S. forces in Iraq over the next 3 years. The deal took months of negotiations. Now both governments have to try and sell the deal to their lawmakers and their own citizens, as NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
The Draft Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA as it's called in the acronym happy world of the federal government, hasn't been released to the public. But American and Iraqi officials say there were two major points of contention. The first is a timeline. The draft calls for all American combat troops to be out of Iraq by 2012. The second, and stickier, is whether American personnel, troops, and contractors accused of committing serious crimes while off-duty and off-base can be tried in Iraqi courts. There are deep concerns that Americans would not receive a fair trial in a judicial system that is still being rebuilt after decades of Saddam Hussein's influence. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has been assuring U.S. lawmakers that there are safeguards to protect U.S. troops that run into trouble with the law in Iraq.
I can tell you that Admiral Mullen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Petraeus, General Odierno, and I are all satisfied that our men and women in uniform serving in Iraq are well protected.
That's not good enough for Congressman Joe Sestak, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, and a retired three-star admiral.
My understanding is that the word Secretary Gates once used in briefing someone on this is he believes that this will take care of our soldiers and that the ultimate decision, he believes, will be left up to the American commander. The word believe is not good enough.
Sestak and other members of Congress aren't alone in their worries about the draft agreement. In Baghdad, though, the greatest expression of concern was about the timetable. We will cut off the hands of whomever signs the SOFA, was the chant after Friday prayers yesterday in Sadr City in Baghdad. The sprawling Shiite slum is a stronghold of radical anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He and his followers are vehemently against the SOFA because it allows U.S. troops to stay in Iraq for any time whatsoever. Salam Salman is a follower of Sadr.
The SOFA, it's just another lie. We don't trust the Americans because you know and I know that the Americans will stay forever. That's why we're protesting, because the SOFA is just another lie or another alibi for the U.S. occupation existence.
The Iraqi parliament is expected to take up the SOFA in the next few days, and it is far from certain the deal will pass. What happens if there is no agreement is unclear. The UN mandate that authorizes U.S. forces in Iraq expires at the end of the year, and what happens without a status of forces agreement is unknown territory. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, The Pentagon.